This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. January 16th was proclaimed Religious Freedom Day in the U.S. President Trump has carefully created executive orders to protect religious conscience, and the president said again Tuesday that no American should be forced to choose between their religious faith and the law. This will be the first January with its remembrance of the Roe v. Wade decision on the 22nd without Norma McCorvey, the lady who was Jane Roe. Norma died of heart failure last February in Katy, Texas, and the rush is on to control the narrative of her story. For the last third of her life, she was an ardent opponent of abortion. The pro-life telling of Norma's story and the Supreme Court decision is being created at RoeVWadeMovie.com. This is Life News Radio. Would King Herod be an abortionist if he were alive today? Herod tried to kill baby Jesus, and today people who blame Christians for cultural divides are quite openly wishing Jesus had been among Herod's other victims. What is our answer to the rhetoric of a culture of death? The same love that protected Jesus in his holy family. Love is the author of life, and love is what creates a culture of life. The annual ranking of states by their protection or failure to protect the unborn is out. Americans United for Life moved Oregon out of the most abortion-friendly state status, but just slipped up to Washington State to find that distinction this year. Arizona offers the most protections. AUL criticizes an aggressive abortion industry determined to put abortion profit before the health and safety of women and children. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.